Chav Hei, Al Rebbe is going back now to explain what he started off the Tanya. And over there we said about the Perek in Chav Hei. He asked in the beginning of the thing, of the beginning of the Perek, he said, why do you get angry? In the beginning of Perek Chav Hei. So he said that one who gets angry is like worshiping Avodah Zarah. Right? And he says because he doesn't have Emunah. Right? So you accept it. Right? You say you accept everything. You don't have to get in kas. What did we learn before? We don't have to get in kas. Why? Because this the Eibishter wants that. So one can think, okay, so if a guy is interrupting the davening, and you believe that everything that happens is the Eibishter, so the Eibishter wants him to interrupt your davening. So why should you get in kaias? So why should you stop him? Why should you push him away? You should, okay, accept it. Just like the person who curses you, like David HaMelech, he said Hashem told him to curse. So he accepted it. So accept the interference from the guy. But the Alter Rebbe says, when you have to accept it, that's just in matters of the world. But when it comes to Kiddush, you don't have to accept it. When it comes to Kiddush, you have to fight back. Because that's actually a mission, it's a message from the Eibishter not to go follow it. It's not that the Eibishter is giving to follow it. When it comes in worldly matters and other things, then the Eibishter is not trying to get you strong enough. He wants you to accept it. So if the person is insulted you, accept it. That's it, move on. That's the Eibishter's roots. But when a person is interfering or doing something which you have an opportunity to set him straight, then faker, then you're supposed to get angry, you're supposed to try angry, or at least show angry. This is, after these words and truth that are revealed and known to all. I mean, the Alter Rebbe had to defend against the people that were trying to, start up with the Baal Shem Tov. So he says, "Nachzir le'inyan rishon be'inyan hakash hu kevi David Zora." Let's go back to the first subject, as far as the matter of anger, which we said is like worshiping idols. So the Alter Rebbe says, "V'hainu b'mili da alma." This is talking about in worldly matters. Because worldly matters, everything is by Hashem. So, therefore, it's not, you don't have to do, you don't have to get angry, you have to do anything about it, because the Eibishter runs the world. But ki hakoil b'dei shamayim chutz v'yira shamayim. Because everything is in the hands of the Hashem besides the yira shamayim. So in other words, if it's an issue which involves yira shamayim, then you can't just say accept it. When we're talking about heavenly matters, to separate something from a prohibition, over there it doesn't apply this reason that we said, don't get angry, doesn't apply. Moshe get angry. So I don't know, even though, like I said, that Vayikzev Moshe, keeping the Bolakal Kaz, Bolakal Tos, Rashi brings down a few times, both by the Meimeriva when he banged the stone and Shimon HaMoirim, or by Bnei Aaron in Parsha Shmini when he told them to, he rebuked them for burning the carbon over there. But still, Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Because why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to stop them. So in other words, even though he didn't say accept it and don't do anything about it, he's supposed to stop them. That is because Hashem happened to bring before him this mitzvah to separate him from the Isur in order to give him the schos, stopping if you see somebody doing something wrong. The Baal Shem Tov says, otherwise it's a mirror if you look something. Hashem shows you something, it's to help the other person or to help yourself. It's another, but otherwise why would Hashem show it to you? But sometimes you can stop the person. What do you do if you can't stop the person? You don't have a choice. You can't stop the other person. But Moshe Rabbeinu could get angry and stop them, or can do something. That is only if he has the opportunity to protest through getting angry on his friend. But when he doesn't have the ability to protest, you have idol worshiper who is speaking and interrupting his davening. Why did Hashem do it to him? So you can't use the simple thing is rebuke him, because he's not shaykh to rebuke him. You can't rebuke the guy. You can't stop him. That is not, but kihim, it's only kideshi is gaber, so that he should strengthen himself, and should become more, with more strong, with more oimetz, with more courage. Yaiser bit filosoi, with more in his davening, boimek halev, with depth of the heart, with such great kavona, ad shelo yishma dibrei, dibure haiv digilulim. To the extent you're not going to hear anymore the guy talking, you're going to be. You're going to be so immersed in the davening with such depth, with such kavona, so you don't even hear the guy. Okay, but how does one get such a level? So the Eibusha sent him a guy, and the guy is interrupting. And the why did Hashem send it to the guy to do that is that you should daven even stronger. But that's not such an easy thing to daven stronger. For such a level requires a great arousal and a powerful one. He means atzmi. So what is the given advice? How to arouse himself? How to be ma'orer? So is by looking at this subject itself, by analyzing what's happening over here with you, with this guy and with your Dominic. When he's going to place to his heart and he's going to reflect the idea of the descent of the Shekhinah, so to speak, it descended wondrous, such level is slabish nitzutz maharosa, so that a spark of its shine dresses up golus klal. That in general, the kedusha, the haora, is in golus, in the klippas, in general way, gives them life. So b'chlal, the klippas are alive, because the Eibusha gives them chayis. But in this particular case, v'ato apam, and now nitzus harosam is slabish b'chinas golus derech prat. That spark of the shine dresses up in a way of golus, specifically in the words of this guy, he's speaking such words that interrupt, that interfere, that mix him up in his daven. One opposite the other one. So the Eibusha is mechayeh him so that he can oppose the kedusha. So it goes again. And the speech of the above Subram dresses up in the Dibur Atachtan, in the Dibur. And we said before that specifically Dibur has a connection to Dibur. So when the Goy is speaking, so you have from the level of Malchus, from the level of Dibur, dressing up in the level of the Goy who's Dibur. Bezohu Mamesh, this is actually Asher Sholat Ha'odom Ba'odom Lerali. So the person dominates, which is the klippa, dominates the Odom Kedusha for his detriment. This is exactly what it is. This is Alumazed. That's what's happening here. So why did the Eibusha do that? He has to, he reflects, well, look at his descent, what happened. So it must be the Hainu. Shayidezem is Eirer Ha'odom Lehispalel Yoyser Bekavon Amumka Deliba. That is, that through this, that will help him good, so that he should arouse himself to daven more. I mean, this is part of his reflection. That's going to help him reach that level, that he should daven with more depth in his kavona of the heart, to the extent that he's no longer going to hear the words of the guy talking. Now, that seems to be what? That seems to be The idea, that's the idea that the Baal Shem Tov wanted to convey, that when you have a guy interrupting, that you overpower him. But the problem is that he used the language that the Shechina rests on the guy. The Baal Shem Tov didn't say rest on the guy. The Baal Shem Tov said it dresses up in the guy. Resting means that there is reveal. That somehow the klippas and the goyim and this interfere and there's no reveal. Umashikosuv hamalakit. The fact that the one who collected these sayings of the Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, Tzavos HaRibosh, Shorso, he really writes the words that he rested. Lo yodo lekaven aloshem bedigduk. He didn't know to accurately the language, what they meant, with the intention. He didn't know how to use the exact language for the intention. Ki Baal Shem Tov zichron livracha, for the Baal Shem Tov blessed memory, hoyo emer divrei Torah b'loshen Yiddish. He said it in Yiddish. Beloy b'loshen hakodesh, and not in loshen kodesh. V'retzoyne loymar, but what he wanted to say is not that it rests nislapsha, that it was vested. Behind the bechinas golus, it's not. It's an exile over there. It's there, but it's an exile. V'zehu, and this is what the Baal Shem Tov writes. Ubefrat imu ev degolam bechulu. So what does he say? If he would say the rest had bechlal, but he's saying especially in Eved Gelulim, who is on the lowest level, because sometimes you can have a child or somebody else interfering your davening, especially when you have an Eved Gelulim. Sha'ozi b'mchinas golus b'yaser. That's a great exam. But this whole concept that we're saying, that a godly spark gives energy to the goy so that you can overpower the goy, that this is a message from Hashem, that's not a surprise. How could we say that we call this Bechlal a spark of the Shekhinah? Is called the Shekhinah. Because he says the Shekhinah, he calls it the Shekhinah. He's not saying Shorsa, didn't rest, but the Shekhinah, a spark of the Shekhinah. How could we talk about a spark which is dropped in the a little bit in the clippers, how could he call that Shekhinah? So that's not a question. Shafilu malach nivro nikra b'shem Hashem. Even a created angel is called b'nei Hashem. B'parshas v'yedo l'pirush Rambam, as is brought down in Parshas v'kamesha kosuf, v'atikra shema David elo v'chulu, that she called the name of the malach, or it says Hashem Hashem, that was the malach that spoke to her, that Hagar. She says, "Kel Raj Shem Roy, Kagam Natuva." You have many times where we see that even a malach, even somebody who's a nivra, is called by the name of Hashem. So, what is it surprising that we call it the Shekhinah when we're talking about a nitz? It's a spark of the Shekhinah. Can always call, can also be called the Shekhinah as well.